name's Liz Brownhill.
Liz, tell us what you've been making.
I'm involved in making the tasting plates, which are on a bamboo recyclable biodegradable plate. And on the plate is a pasta salad, chicken pasta salads from pasta grown up in the northwest parts of New South Wales. And the chicken is from Tamworth also. There's a smoked trout pate from Nundle. They grow the trout from fingerlings and then smoke it. And we have made the trout pate quiches, mini quiches, just made using local eggs. Oven roasted tomatoes, locally grown tomatoes as well, and then the duck tart, caramelised onion tart made with locally grown duck.
Wow, and who came up with the idea of putting all that together?
They had a tasting plate when this was held 18 months ago, and it was, I was very much a little Indian at that point, but was involved this year in doing the same as what we'd done 2 years ago or 18 months ago.
And have you had a taste yourself?
I have tasted a lot of it whilst it's been cooking. I haven't sat down and actually had a plate today, but certainly while we were cooking, the duck was all actually, a lot of people roasted the ducks at home. So when I was roasting the duck, I had a nibble, and the trout pate I absolutely adore.
And how long would it have taken to prepare all the food?
The menu was created last November, so we've been working on the actual menu and what was going onto the plate since last November. The people are all community members that are all supporting the Liverpool Plains SOS, and the women have probably been cooking for a week. The tart cases for the caramelised onion and duck tart, and the bakers started baking at 8 o'clock last night and baked right through the night. They've had no sleep at all, and they've also
how many cases are there?
There are 500 cases and over 800 or 900 sourdough rolls for the steak sandwiches.
So just next door to us, as we're talking, the gourmet steak and sandwich cooking is continuing. I mean, right next to the tasting place, you'd expect to see sausage sandwiches and steak sandwiches. So the tasting plates are quite a sophisticated idea, aren't they?
They are. I think people are sophisticated in the country. We were saying earlier, people in the country like food. There's not many country people that food's not a priority. We're about keeping our food bowl sacred. So we're lovers of food. And so you want to showcase also a bit of everything. So we didn't want to just have the traditional steak that people do love, and they're great steaks. I've heard they're great steaks. But people like to try something a little bit different as well. We've had fantastic feedback today.
Ben McNamara, I'm from Duro.
And why did you come out to the Liverpool Plains today?
Oh, just to experience what people are doing out here, from their craft and their foods, and it's being part of the community, I think.
Now you've got a delicious ice cream in your hands.
Yeah, it's good.
How's it taste?
It's fantastic. Especially, it's very hot, so anything cold's good, but it's very nice actually, yeah. Good fresh berries.
What do you think of what's on offer?
I think there's a great range of things here, a bit of craft, but there's lots of foods to try and a bit of entertainment, so yeah, there's quite a bit on offer, I think, yeah.
Judy Bell. I think it's lovely. Weather's good and lots of stalls, lots to see.
Why have you come today?
Because I live in Quirindi.
And what's been the highlight so far?
I think the variety of stalls. There's just so much here. I can't believe it. It's lovely.
Have you tried any of the food yet?
Yes.
What have you tried?
The bread from Murundi, the sourdough bread. That's beautiful. And we've had a coffee and some cake. Very nice.
Carol McCarris, President of SOS Liverpool Plains.
Carol, what do you think of the turnout today?
Oh, I'm just thrilled. It's just fantastic to see so many people here. We can't get a good feeling for it just being on the grounds, but I'm told by people coming in that there's cars way, way, way back.
So do you have any idea of what the number might be?
No, I don't at the moment. I'll have to go and see the girls that are on the entrance counter, but I suspect we could be getting up to 2,000 again.
What are people telling you about the reason they've turned out today?
I haven't had a lot of input for that, but I assume that they're here to support us. I think they know what we're about, the signs are around, they know it's about maintaining this community and the fact that we've got enough vibrancy and industry here, we don't need mining.
And just for Radioland, can you describe what it looks like here today?
Oh, look, it's a colourful collection of different marquees. Once the big one went up yesterday, it looked like the circus had come to town, the red and white stripes. But the smells from all the wonderful food and all the different producers here, the sheep, the alpacas, the olives, just so much variety. It's fabulous.
So what ultimately do you hope to achieve through today and
Well, I think one of the things that we keep hearing about mining is they won't operate without a social license. You don't get a social license in a community like this. I'm sorry. We've got enough vibrancy, we've got enough industry, we've got enough integrity in the land and the water here that we don't want it disrupted.
James Philby.
And you're a local winemaker. What do you make?
We don't make the wine, we grow the grapes.
What type of grapes do you grow?
They're Cab Sav.
So what do you think of today's crowd? Oh,
yeah. Really good, yeah. There's a good lot of people here. So.
And what's been the response like to your product?
Very good, yeah. We don't want to take too much home, and we've sold half of it already, so, and it's only about 1 o'clock, I think.
Oh, well, better get in early. What do you think, I guess, of the cause today? They're here for a reason. Where do you stand on that issue?
Really good cause. We don't want too many coal mines. I think if everybody pulls together, we should be able to make a difference.
Bridget Gallagher, Willow Tree.
Willow Tree, and why did you come out today?
I came out to have a look at all the stalls and to support the cause. I think it's a great cause. Yeah.
And what do you think so far?
It's fabulous. They've got some really great speakers here and some fantastic stalls, and there's a fantastic turnout as well. So.
And what are you looking forward to trying? Are you heading to the food stalls at all?
Yes, we're going to go check out some of the lunch, which should be fantastic. Yeah. So.
Bill Wilmot. We live in the Blackfell area.
Why are you here today, Bill?
Well, I'm here today because my wife is also part of the SOS, and also I'm a very strong activist too in trying to bring this issue ahead and trying to protect our region from the gas exploration and also mining.
And what do you think of today?
Today is outstanding. I think today really does illustrate the importance of our region as a food bowl for the nation, which we need to protect. And, I think it's people are starting to acknowledge that. I think politicians also are getting a bit self-conscious about it all. I think it's days like today, it brings that issue forward.
My name's Scott Heaney, and I'm actually a sheep breeding consultant, which is just a flash name for a sheep placer. And, yeah.
What have we got in front of us today?
We've just got some samples of wool that have shorn off some of the ewes from a commercial flock. We've got commercial flocks all around Australia, and we also work in South Africa and South America with our breeding system.
Right. And what type of fleeces are they? Is that the right question?
Yeah. It's merino wool, and it's just displaying different characteristics to traditional. I guess it's more, it's a deeper bowl crimp in fibre bundles, and it's just a higher yielding wool, and a wool that Micron's a whole heap less than it actually physically looks.
What kind of questions have people been asking you about your display today?
I guess they've just been looking at the type of sheep because they're so different to what they're used to, which is a wrinkly traditional merino. And it's interesting, there's quite a few guys that are into alternative breeds like the Dorpers. And unfortunately, they've gone that way because there hasn't been an alternative. But now we're trying to show that there is a better alternative and a long-term and sustainable one. And that's where we come in with our what we call a multi-purpose merino. Is what we do is we breed wrinkles off the sheep, so we get back to nature, and we are breeding a really high quality fleece, and we're breeding on a carcass that yields very well and actually competes with the meat breeds. We're at a point that commercially we don't have to mules, so that's addressing the petter whole. That's the major issue. For me, it's just we're being a better steward of the animal, pretty much, because complicating the animal is just terrible for, just functionality and for mortality through fly strike.
Standing alongside Scott under this lovely tent here, it's quite a cool place to be, is Megan Kuhn, and she's actually part of the SOS group as well. Meg, what's the process been like bringing today together?
It's been a huge effort because the women involved in the SOS are really from all different farming backgrounds and also produce very varied products. So it's been an opportunity for women to share our stories on our own individual places with one another. So we're learning off each other what it takes to actually produce grain as opposed to wool as opposed to beef. And I know that sounds probably simple for some people, but if you're strictly a grain farmer, you don't have a lot of exposure. And to what we've decided to bring today is our sheep and wool. And we have no product actually here to sell because we're just a commercial flock. But we, like a lot of people, just simply wanted to get the message out that the Liverpool Plains encompasses an enormous variety of produce and how important it is that we, you know, we do protect these food growing regions. And it was just a wonderful opportunity for us to all get together and, you know, as women and try and promote what our region does. And so proud of our men because they've chipped in so much too. They've just been fantastic.
And what do you think of today? You've got a crowd, I think I heard 2,000 thrown around.
Well, I'm directly involved with the layout plan and set up of the day, so I know for a fact what it took, the effort that it took for all the SOS women, and it's fantastic to just have that community support and pull together to get a day like this going, and on the day to have people just so enthusiastic to be together. And I don't think you can ever replicate that, you know, and it's just so encouraging, and it's wonderful for the people here to know that people outside our area from the public are really keen to come and raise their awareness and also support what is going on, what we're facing here in the Liverpool Plains. And it's a wonderful group of women that just give each other a lot of support because it's extremely trying. The emotional drain that is caused constantly by what we're facing as a region and also individuals with the prospects of, you know, degradation to our country, where will we be? You know, a few years down the track, where will we be in the future is something we're all questioning and just wanting to share with each other, and it's fantastic.